Get yourself a producer who has a quick trigger finger on Hall & Oates on demand. That's how you run a radio show, kids.
It's a red button, actually, in the studio for Luke.
Yes. Yeah. There's the dump button in case somebody swears, and then there's the Hall & Oates button if we need to perk up the host real quick. So, welcome back to Up North News, our musical review, which is also going to include a look around Wisconsin, because as I warned people in our post yesterday, don't you be brewing up that pumpkin spice latte just yet. It is still summer in Wisconsin. There's plenty of time left to get around. And one of our freelance contributors put together a video of her favorite roadside attractions. And I'm not giving anything away to go right to the top. Number one for her was the giant muskie in Hayward at the Fishing Hall of Fame there. And, you know, Wisconsin just has a thing for big old fiberglass animals. There's trolls, there's hodags, you know, around Rhinelander. There's not as many Heckel's big steers as there used to be, but every big steer had a big steer outside of it, which reminds me, some other time we're going to talk about the morning radio show that I used to do live from the lunch counter at Heckel's Big Steer in Rice Lake, back when it was there, and other misadventures. But getting getting back to our roadside attractions, Kristen, those were a few. Oh, and closer to your stomping grounds, they mentioned a 50-foot tall Super Bowl or a Lombardi Trophy at Lambeau Field.
Yeah, that's inside of Lambeau, but you can see it from the outside. It is pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. One more big old fiberglass animal I can't miss. I cannot miss. Chatty Bell. Chatty Bell is this big old cow, talking cow, outside of the Wisconsin Pavilion in Neillsville. It is a unique looking structure that was the Wisconsin Pavilion in the 1964 World's Fair when it was held in New York. And now it's there in little old Neillsville, and Chatty Bell is right in front. And if you push a button, Chatty Bell talks to you. So we love our big fiberglass animals in Wisconsin. So Kristen, between biking and driving, what kinds of things did you want to contribute to that list?
Well, I'd like to just do a shout out to our other fearless co-host, Kirk Bangstead, and the fiberglass animal we can find up in Minocqua or in the Minocqua area, which is Babe. The blue ox.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got Babe, you got the whole Paul Bunyan shanty there. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say that we had made a fiberglass statue of Kirk Bangstead or something, but he was the roadside attraction.
That is genius. We should absolutely do that.
Oh, no, it's not, because if we put it anywhere in Minocqua, it's not going to stay in great condition. He advertises that he's the most hated place in town for a reason.
It's so true. We could push a button on it and it could say something that Kirk would really say. It would be very amusing. I'm sure.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Because you could have him say things that he can't say when he's not here on the radio with us. That would be phenomenal. I would pay for that, for a talking statue of Kirk Bangstead.
Brilliant.
Let's do this instead at his new tap room there in Minocqua. Let's put up like a life-size, you know, either cardboard cutout or a photo on the wall, and then have you press a button there. And he's either greeting you, welcoming you to the Minocqua Brewing Company, or he's saying something colorful as he, and by the way, Luke, I can't remember if I told you, I have had to use the dump button on Kirk on the Wednesday night show.
Oh, I'm aware. I get reports from other producers. So I was warned when the Up North News podcast was doing the morning edition here that I should be ready, I guess,
yes,
for when Kirk joins in the 10 o'clock hour on Wednesdays. So it's been nice.
And we should note, the only reason he's not here is he's still on his summer break, but he will be back next week. Yes. So Kirk will join us at that point. But all right, well, now that we've come up with roadside attractions for Minocqua, what else, Kristen, have you seen of interest that you think people ought to see?
That's valuable information, Luke, to know that you guys are all talking about us, so that, you know, we need to scheme and plan as well. Yeah. But okay, here I've got one that people probably don't really know about. We went down to New Glarus a couple weeks ago and we rode our bikes down to Monroe and had a delightful time. And then the trail, the bike trail was closed between Monroe and New Glarus. So we had to take the road back. And there was this period of time, this series of sculptures that someone who owned this land had put just on their own land. There was a John Deere dinosaur and there was a Tin Man. And these were like big sculptures that they had clearly created themselves. It was a whole alley of it. So I think this is one of those very homey artistic expressions that are not as well known, but it was really delightful. I stopped and took a bunch of pictures.
I've seen similar things. I love the, you know, the giant statues and artwork and things like that. There's another one whenever we drive to our daughter who lives in Idaho and driving across North Dakota, somewhere along there is just a series of large artistic sculptures and they're just great. So it's not everything has to be kitschy. You know, they don't have to be all, you know, giant trolls and whatnot. But just those places that, you know, remind us that not everything has to be corporate, you know, a five-star resort or whatever the case. There are still just colorful little places. I've talked about, I mean, this is just a flat-out business promotion, but I've talked about stopping for Nasonville Cheese Curds on Highway 29 near Curtis. It's a roadside attraction because it's just this little yellow building that's not quite in the middle of nowhere, but I mean, it's not at an interchange or anything like that, but it's just a great little place to stop and get cheese curds along the way.
Those are the beautiful little treasures that you mm-hmm. just have to hunt for. And when you go there, you see, it's like real people. There's a cheese factory just outside of De Pere in the area where I live, and it's called Scray Hill or Scray Cheese. And they're actually making the cheese in this factory. It's an old barn. You walk in, there's somebody behind the counter. They're making the cheese and you can watch them back. They're making the cheese. You walk out with that bag of squeaky curds and you feel like you have stepped back into history. So like those little gems just really fill your heart and make you feel connected to this beautiful state.
It also spoils you though, that once you know that you can stop someplace and get curds that are as fresh as can be, mm-hmm. you won't just pick something up at a store anymore, unless again, they've got like a little sign saying these were just dropped off this morning or something. And again, it's something pretty much only seen in Wisconsin. And when you explain it to people in other states about curds and curds that squeak, it really throws them off. But
it does.
But we do have those attractions. So, well,
you know, there's a cheat for the squeaky curds.
There's a what?
A cheat. If you put it in the microwave for just a few seconds.
We've mentioned that. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Luke, did I neglect you? Did you have a couple of roadside attractions or road trip stops that you like to tell people about or that you always hit?
That I always hit. I don't know about that, but one of the ones that was cool, I go up to the UP every year. And so when on the way up there, now that I'm based in Madison, previously didn't go through central Wisconsin a lot, always from the Milwaukee area. So went up mm-hmm. through Green Bay, Privets that way. But a few years ago, we went up through Wausau for the first time and we went and saw it's the center of the northwestern hemisphere. So it's the 45.
You mean over by Wausau there on off 29?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I've gone to go see that. I've seen that sign forever. This geographic marker.
Mm-hmm.
You're at 45 degrees north and 90 degrees west. So I mean, you are smack in the middle of that by a compass point, and it is it's very strategic or noteworthy. It's also the least overwhelming. It's the most underwhelming roadside attraction ever.
It is, but it's really
literally
cool.
Just a marker.
It is. It's a marker, but it's cool because the only, so that it's one of four points on the entire globe that it exists this way. And the other two are in, or two of the other of the four are in mountains that you can't really get to. And the other one's in the middle of like the ocean. So it's like one of the four points that you can actually get to, but it's the center of that quadrant of the world.
And because of that, and because that's what makes it unique, I have always expected that place would be where, you know, there you'd be able to buy like crystals and or that, you know, a cult would, you know, put its headquarters there and talk about doomsday. And yet there is quite literally nothing all around it. And it's not like right off 29. It's you got to go look for it.
Well, I knew what I was looking for, so I went and found it. And there was a gorgeous sunflower field, and we got some sunflowers that you could purchase them from the local clip your own sunflowers. So we did that. And then if you go downtown Wausau, they actually give you a little copy of the geographical marker if you show them like a photo that you were there. And so you get like a little keepsake to take with you. It's on a shelf at my house.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Aww.
So it was a fun little roadside. We had lunch in Wausau then after that. We walked the dog, got some sunflowers, got the little keepsake, and then headed up to the UP for the rest of the drive. Broke up the drive really nicely.
See, I like that we're mentioning kind of these small understated things, because I know for other people, you know, a roadside attraction to them is all of Wisconsin Dells, you know, or all of Lambeau Field. You know, we do have some big things.
I've got one.
What?
Goats on the roof at Al Johnson's in Door County.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. right.
That's like a destination almost, though. You're not driving through anywhere. You're like, you're not driving past there. You're ending up in Sister Bay. If you're, I guess you could go to what's the island?
Washington Island. Because if you wanted to go see some lavender in Washington Island, or maybe go to the Bitters Bar, the only bar in Wisconsin that was opened all the way through Prohibition, then that would be, you know, a roadside attraction.
There we go. So we found a road trip that would include it. There we go.
There we go. Yeah. Okay. Some others we missed. The world's largest six pack.
La Crosse.
In La Crosse. Yep. There you go. That which is still there. We've talked before about the Sputnik crash site in Manitowoc. Not really a roadside attraction. As again, it's just a marker in the middle of the street, but you know, it's a little something. Now we're getting again to the more commercial ones like House on the Rock, or in this case, Rock in the House, you know, in Fountain City. We had somebody, a reader, sent in Dr. Evermore's Sculpture Park in North Freedom, a weird sculpture park. Think if Picasso did sculpture, an outdoor gallery with hundreds of installations that range in size and are made up of metal salvage. So, you know, the Mars Cheese Castle in Kenosha. I have not stopped there, but you can't help but see the great big sign that's there. Luke, you didn't mention the Mustard Museum in Middleton. Can't believe that's not a roadside attraction.
It's not a roadside attraction for me. I could go anytime. I'm right here. It's local for me.
And we also had from some of our listeners and readers, the Wisconsin Concrete Park on Highway 13 south of Phillips, St. Peter's Dome south of Ashland. And this one's more of a festival, but somebody really wanted to promote Oktoberfest in Dallas, in Barron County. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk more about beers, breweries, tours, Oktoberfests, and more in a later edition. But thank you for road tripping across Wisconsin with Kristen Lyerly and Luke Mathers and me. And we'll get to, were you raising your hand or are you
I am.
Cheering?
We forgot the world's largest penny.
World's largest, where's that?
Woodruff.
Okay, there. We close
Come on
that note.
Pat.
We'll have more after this. You're up north.